Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Butler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Kuchek. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuchek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is hit by the pitch. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Ford moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Ford scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuchek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuchek covering, for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to third. Horta moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock bunts towards first. Spencer fields the ball and throws to Kuchek covering. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Bostock moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Heil reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. Smalley scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's Twins, 4, White Sox, 4. Bart Johnson now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger tags and scores. Heil tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-1 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gar. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Tom Johnson now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. the Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Bostock moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm bunts towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soderholm for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Zisk moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bostock bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Carew is walked intentionally. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Wilfong scores. Carew moves to third. It's 7-6, Twins. Larin Lagro now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball towards right. Ford settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ford. Garr moves to third. Essien moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. Essien scores. Bannister moves to third. Horta moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-7, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-7, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Orta moves to third. Dave Johnson now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orta scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-7, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Adams reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. One out. It's 13-8, White Sox. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.